Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege to be in your presence once again today. Thank you for the word you keep sending our way, and thank you for transforming our lives. We ask, oh God, that you let your word transform every one of us today. Let the spirit of the word enter into us and transform our lives in Jesus' name. And Lord, let us have testimonies by reason of this episode today. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The topic remains the right attitudes for good success, part one. Today, we are focusing on the law of forgiveness. We are going to take this series for about 7 weeks again, but today the focus will be the law of forgiveness. Praise God. Last week, we were able to understand the law of kindness. We understand that if we really want to get to where God wants to take us in life, then we need to be kind. How we show people kindness determine how God shows us kindness. Let's remember the law of sowing and reaping. If we don't sow kindness, then we can't reap it. So if we really want to enjoy kindness from God, then we need to be able to sow kindness. Praise the Lord. Let's read some scriptures. 2 Timothy 2:21. He says, "Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the litter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work." Hebrews 12:15 says, "Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become defiled." God tells us about the root of bitterness. How does bitterness happen? It starts with taking offenses and not forgiving those who have offended you and I. Then when this begins to grow, when this grows and is fed, then it becomes bitterness. And when we are bitter, we can be better. So, before God can use you, we make sure you are purged of every bitterness and unforgiveness. If there's anything I've understood in the kingdom, I've come to understand that God will make sure you have overcome bitterness before it begins to promote you in the kingdom. And in fact, for many of us Christians, before you enjoy prosperity, before you enjoy the increase God wants to give you, at least before you are able to enter into your divine destiny, God will make sure you have conquered bitterness. He will make sure you have conquered unforgiveness. So you and I must make sure that we forgive just as we have been forgiven. We must make sure that we don't allow any offense to take root in our hearts. The Bible says the root of bitterness. There is a bitterness that springs up. There is a bitterness that brings forth other things. When the root of bitterness is in the life of anyone, then that root symbolizes that there's a tree. That tree will bear other fruits. Then you begin to backbite. You begin to fight. You begin to do several things to bring that person down. Why? Because there is a root of bitterness. That root needs to be uprooted before you can begin to function properly in your destiny. If there's anything I've come to know about all these men of God you see doing great things for God, God has tested and proved them that they can easily forgive. Do we know how many men of God that have been attacked by people who they're actually trying to help, attacked by people they've helped, attacked by people they love, yet you see them every morning, on Sunday morning, preaching and smiling again? Why? They've come to understand that if you don't forgive, the anointing cannot flow through you. The Bible even tells us that if you bring your offering to church or you want to do something good for God and you find out that there is something against someone in your heart, or you find out that there is a kind of fight between you and someone that you have not settled, he said, leave your offering there. Go back home. Go and meet that person. Settle it first before you come and perform those sacrifices, those spiritual obligations. He said, before you do it, make sure you have gone to settle issues with people. meaning that the anointing will not flow through you. The power of God will not work through you. Prayers will not be answered if you don't forgive people. There are people that they can recount all the offenses of people against them in the past 20 years, in the past 10 years. They can tell you exactly when it happened, how it happened, where it happened. But God is saying, if you really want to go find life, if you want to have this thing called good success, not just any kind of success, good success, then you must overcome unforgiveness. What is forgiveness? Wiping people's slate clean of their offenses. That is what forgiveness means. That means people have offended you and you are therefore wiping their slate off. The slate of offense, you are wiping it, totally cleaning it. You know, when you get a computer or USB or any storage device on the computer, they said, do you want to format this device? When you say yes, every single thing you have saved on it will be cleaned and wiped out as if nothing ever existed on that drive. That is exactly how God wants us to treat offenses. He wants to clean it, make it clean, wipe your slate clean. That is exactly how you treat offenses. Yes, it's easier said than done, but it is possible. That is why we have the Holy Spirit, that we may be able to do things like God. When God forgives you, He forgives you as if you have never done that thing before. The Bible says, as the east is far from the west. That is how God has separated our offenses from us. So what does that mean? Do you know where east starts and where west starts? No. It is just an arbitrary end to this side, an arbitrary end to the other end. So it doesn't end. There is no distance between them. So it's just saying that God wiped everything clean and is treating you as if you've never done anything wrong before. That is exactly how God forgives us. And He's saying we must do the same to other people. What are the causes of bitterness? Because if you're going to treat a sickness, you don't just treat the symptoms. You treat exactly why this is happening. For example, if somebody is smoking and is beginning to have lung problem or liver is beginning to have those problems, now they are treating his liver problem without telling him to stop smoking. We all know that they are all joking, because no matter how much you treat him, he's going to have it again. So the same way, we need to understand why bitterness happens to us. Why do we get bitter? I said something sometimes ago, joking. I said, those you really love, your loved ones, your friends, your parents, your brothers, your sisters, if they don't offend you, who is going to offend you? Is it somebody who's far away? When they talk about stepping on toes, you need proximity for stepping on toes to happen. You can't step on my toes if you are far away, like a kilometer away from me. No, it's not possible. So it's only people who are close to us that can offend us. So we must first understand that. You don't take offense from a disrespectful or abusive word from somebody who is mentally unstable, for example. For example, if a madman, a mentally unstable man, walked past you and just says something nasty to you, do you think you become angry? No. You probably express pity and say, I'm sorry, but I wish this man was all right. But let's say somebody you love just looked at you to your face and started saying all manner of negative things, telling you how you are not good enough, telling you all the negative things you've done, telling you all the wrong things, telling you you won't amount to nothing, God forbid. Do you think you're going to take offense? Yes, you're going to. You're going to be angry. Why? Because you know this person is in his right state of mind. This person is supposed to be telling you good things about your life. He's supposed to be in agreement with your future. But this person has come to say negative things. That is why you are being offended. Why? Because it's a person you love. It's somebody you respect. And it's somebody who should respect you. That is the first thing you must understand. So what are the causes of bitterness? Betrayed trust. If you trust somebody and somebody has betrayed that trust, then it leads to bitterness. It leads to anger. It leads to offenses. If your husband offends you, if your husband says something negative about you, you are most likely going to be offended than when somebody who you don't have any relationship with says something negative to you. So a betrayed trust, or let's say somebody's husband or somebody's wife just goes to have extramarital affair, the person is going to be bitter. The person is going to be angry. Why? Because there's a trust that has been betrayed. What are the causes of bitterness? Offense from loved ones. When somebody you love, that you know or you expect to love in return, has offended you, you can become bitter because of that if you don't treat it. So offenses from loved ones lead also to bitterness. Disappointment from a respected person, somebody you so much respect, you think should be doing the right thing, you think should be walking in the right way. Now this person has gone to do something wrong. You respect this person so much, but the person has gone the wrong way. You may be offended by reason of that. So number one, betrayed trust. Number two, offense from a loved one. Then disappointment from respected people. Then lastly, broken promises. Somebody has promised you, I will pay your school fees, and the person is not even talking about it. You're going to be offended. So why did you? You know, some people can promise heaven and earth. If you and I have lost anyone before, maybe our parents, you see our family members will come around and say, oh, don't worry, we will pay your school fees. We do all, don't worry, you're not even going to feel that your daddy just died. Don't worry, we are going to take care of you. And guess what? 2 weeks after that, 1 month after that, they may not even talk to you again. If they see you coming like this, they will go the other way. You can be offended by that. People have promised you, but they have not kept that promise. Offense can come by reason of that. So number one, we must understand why offenses come. What makes you angry? It is because people you love, people you respect, people you trust, they've done things you don't expect them to do. They've done things they shouldn't do. That is why offenses come in the first place. So what are the dangers of bitterness and unforgiveness? Remember the law of consequence. We need to understand that there are dangers behind bitterness and unforgiveness. If you don't know the gravity of these dangers, then you may just be engaging yourself in it. So if you and I understand perfectly the dangers of bitterness and unforgiveness, then we can avoid it at all costs. So number one, unanswered prayers. I think this is where you and I never want to be. If God does not answer your prayers, then you are in danger. Unanswered prayers. That means if you have not forgiven others, God will not forgive you. And God will not answer your prayers. If you are not forgiven, then answers cannot come. If you are not forgiven, then you can't even stand before God. You have opened doors. That's another point. Apart from unanswered prayers, you open doors to demons, to Satan, and all manner of attacks. Why? Because you have refused to forgive people. You know, the Bible talks about prolonged issues, prolonged sicknesses. If you have any negative issue in your life that has been prolonged, you need to also check this area. Have I been living in unforgiveness and bitterness towards people? Because if you are there, then God cannot forgive you. Then God cannot answer you. Then you can't even have good relationship with God. Sicknesses, attacks of all kinds will be coming to that person. So one of the dangers of bitterness and unforgiveness is unanswered prayers. Then number two, we talked about open doors to attacks. Exposure to satanic attacks. That is one of the dangers of unforgiveness and bitterness. Then depression. One can enter into the state of depression if you don't forgive other people. So for your own sake, forgive people. Set them free. Release them. Let them go. Whatever they have done wrong, it is not because of them, so to say. It is because of you. You are forgiving them. You are releasing them because of yourself. The funniest thing is, many of these people you are actually holding grudges against. They don't even know you are angry with them. Imagine that. You are angry with people and they don't even know you are angry with them. Just like Pastor David Oyedepo normally says, like, you are trying to punish yourself for the sin that somebody else has committed. Now, this person has offended you. He has done the wrong thing. He has done the negative thing. Good. But don't punish yourself for what the person has done. Forgive. Release the person so that you also can be free. It's just like you are trying to put the person in bondage, which you may not even be aware of, and you are also putting yourself in bondage. So you want to be careful never to stay in bitterness and unforgiveness. Then, loss of divine health. Do we know that many Christians, I'm talking about many Christians, including you and I, can enter the state of bitterness and unforgiveness without knowing it? These are very sensitive things. These are very sensitive, negative areas a Christian can enter into without being aware. It is very sensitive. You may not be aware of it. You have to once in a while check yourself, especially when you see that maybe you saw somebody and instead of joy, you don't feel joy. You may check yourself. Did this person offend me? has this person offended me in any way? If you think the person has offended you, intentionally go and meet the person and settle it. Settle it. That is the solution. Settle it. The Bible says, if there's an issue between you and a brother, when the Bible says brother, it's talking about both men and women. It says, if there's an issue between you, don't go about telling other people the negative things this person has done. He said, go and meet this person. Settle the issue. If this person doesn't want to settle the issue, call one more person in the church, a believer. Go and meet that person with that believer. Become three of you now. Settle it. If two of you cannot work it out, bring a third person to settle it. He said, if the third person cannot settle it, then the whole church, you can report it to the leadership of the church to settle the matter. If the person still doesn't want to settle it at this point, the Bible says you can treat the person as an unbeliever. Just say, oh, okay, bye-bye. Go. When you see the person, just say, aye, and walk your way. That is what the Bible says. So, if you have not done all those three steps, you don't have a right to severe somebody or cut off a relationship with somebody who has offended you, is a believer right now. Now, if it's an unbeliever, settle the matter. If the person doesn't want to settle, pray for the person. Or try, also, you can still bring someone else, but this is talking about believers now. But we are not looking at other people now. We are looking at the part that has to be played by you and I. That part is make sure you forgive by all means, so that you will not experience unanswered prayers, exposure to satanic attacks, depression, and loss of divine health. If your health is failing every now and then, you may also want to check, are there people who have not forgiven? If you are not sure you are forgiving the person, then start relating with the person. If you can relate with the person smoothly, maybe you are forgiven. But if you find an issue relating with the person, maybe you have not forgiven. So, how do we handle oaths? This is very, very important. If you can't finish this part today, we'll take it next week. How do I undo bitterness? And when somebody has hurt me, how do I undo it? There was some time ago, I posted it on my status and I saw how many people reacted. So many people actually have this issue. How do I undo hurt? How do I undo bitterness? How do I undo when somebody keeps offending over and over again? So number one, the first thing you should do is to analyze the situation. What has actually happened? Sometimes you think you know what has happened, but you don't actually know. So you want to analyze what actually happened. When you're analyzing, what you are doing is you are saying, what happened? What did this person do? What was the situation at that point in time? What led to this situation? Sit down, intentionally analyze the circumstances behind the situation. Analyze it. What happened? That's the first thing you want to check. How do you undo it? Analyze it. What happened? Then, under analyze, you are still going to ask, whose fault is it? You want to know whose fault it is. Now, there are things that happen to you because of your own attitude, because of what you are doing, because of how you have opened yourself to people. I'm talking now about how you have opened yourself for relationship to people. You want to ask yourself, whose fault is it? You should always start with yourself. Is it my attitude that led to this situation? Whose fault? Was I short-tempered? Did I do what I shouldn't have done? Did I make myself open to people that makes it easier for them to offend you? For example, if somebody wants to attack you sexually, now in this case, you want to first ask, what did I do to encourage the person to try to attack me? It may look stupid. Some people will be angry with what I just said, but you want to ask that. For example, did I dress provocatively? If you dress provocatively and you are still going to see the person over and over again, then you know that next time you're going to see that person, you check your dressing. That may lead to hurt. Somebody you think is Holy Spirit filled, Holy Ghost filled, and this person is making sexual advances towards you, you can be angry and bitter. You're like, what's wrong with this person? I thought you are holy. But you want to check, how did I dress when I went there? What did I say? What were we watching? So that is the part of my attitude. What was my attitude? Then, whose fault? Is it that person's fault? If it's that person's fault, there's little you can do. But if it's your fault, there is a lot. You can do everything about it. So the second thing under whose fault is, does this person have mental issues? Unfortunately, Many people you think are mentally stable may not really be that way. Many people have serious mental issues. It may not be a permanent mental issues now. I'm not talking about insanity. No, I'm talking about this person that offended you. What was his mental state at that point in time? Maybe somebody just lost his job and you didn't know anything about it. And you just went to the person, you were cracking jokes, and the person reacted so violently. And you're like, what's wrong with this person? You don't even know that the person has gone through a situation that made him unhappy. So you want to check what was the mental state of this person. Because if the mental state of that person is not what you think, then it should be easier for you to forgive. You should know that, oh, that is what happened. So there's no point even getting angry with this person if his mental state was not right at that time. You know the reason. So it's easier for you to forgive now because you know why the person behaved the way he behaved. Now, under whose fault? Is, are they aware? You know, this point is very funny because many people we are angry with are not even aware that they have offended us in any way at all. You are angry with them. You think, oh, why did this brother so and so? Why did my mom, why did my dad, why did my wife, my husband, why did they behave this way? You are angry, so furious inside of you. And this person is just jumping up and down, happy, watching football, watching movies, smiling, dancing with the children or doing whatever. He's not even aware of the situation. You are the only one in your own problem. This person is not aware. So when you are checking whose fault is it now, are they even aware that they have offended you? Are they aware? Did they do it intentionally? You want to find out all these things. That is how to undo all these issues. You want to undo all, then find out if that person is even aware. If he's not aware, then why are you getting angry? You want to make the person aware that he has done the wrong thing to you. He has offended you. So, are they aware? So that is it. I'm going to run through this again. How to undo odds. We are still taking number one on how to undo odds, which is analyze. Under analyze, we now have what. What happened? What is the exact thing that happened? Sometimes what you think happened is not what happened. For example, based on where we came from, especially if you're a Yoruba person, you know how we greet and value greeting. Now you are passing by on the road and you greeted somebody. Hey, good morning. Maybe the person was so carried away with something else and the person did not hear you. And you are so angry and furious inside of you. That person is so disrespectful. You are angry. The person is not even aware. He was thinking about how to pay the school fees of his children and you are saying good morning. He didn't even hear you. So, what was the issue? What happened? Whose fault? When you even think it's someone else's fault, it may be your own fault. Was it my attitude that made the person behave that way? Maybe you cracked a joke that you shouldn't have cracked. Maybe you cracked a joke that led to the person remembering a sensitive situation that happened in time past. And the person reacted to you, talked to you angrily. You're like, a language. What did they carry? What are you throwing? Killagbe killeju. Like, what did I do? Why are you reacting this way? Maybe it's your attitude that caused the situation. So that is the long and short of that. Then, is that person in a mental state, good mental state, at that point in time? Many people have serious mental issues that they themselves are not aware of. You also are not aware of it. I know of someone that it was later that the person discovered that the person is angry with may actually have some mental issues that the person is not even aware of. Because later the person was like, why did this person behave this way? And after some minutes, the person is laughing and behaving as if something never happened. It may be a mental issue. So, are they aware? So, we want to check that too. Then, number two on how to undo what. You remember, number one is analyze it. Number two is interpret. Now, you want to interpret the situation correctly, in the right way. Am I overreacting? That's how to interpret. Now, somebody behaved in a way. You are angry, you want to react, you want to, you know, carry a gun and shoot the person. You want to ask yourself, am I actually overreacting? What this person did, am I overreacting to it? Or it's just okay. Am I overreacting? You want to check. If you are overreacting, now you are the one to apologize. Most times. or just to talk to the person that, you know what you actually did, I'm angry, but it's okay, I've forgiven you. So, did I overreact? Am I brooding on this situation too much? Somebody said, leave me, I don't want to talk to you now. Now, you sat down. You know how we can feed things. If you plant a crop, for example, you know how you water it and it will grow. The same way, you know, Gary, when you are drinking Gary, and you, there are different ways of drinking Gary. You can eat it dry. You can just add sugar and eat it. There's another way of pouring water and drinking it immediately. Then, if there's plenty money and there's plenty Gary in the other side now, you can put small Gary in your cup and pour water and leave it for like some minutes. You know it will swell. That is how some of us behave. Overreacting. What that person has done is the dry Gary that you can just take and forget. Now, you pour water on it, allow it to swell up. It has now become bigger than the situation. Now you are overreacting. You want to check, am I overreacting? Then interpret. We are talking about interpreting the situation now. Interpreting, you are saying, what is the thing making me bitter? Maybe it's not even what the person did. Maybe it's what somebody else did before that you are now bringing to play. You are now using it to interpret what the other new person has done. For example, maybe your parents said a negative word to you when you were very small. You were angry then, you were bitter then. You thought you have overcome it. Now in marriage, maybe your husband just said something to make you angry. Now you took that situation. It could be husband, it could be wife, it could be friend, it could be boss, it could be subordinate. Now you took that situation, you reinterpreted it to something else. Now you are bitter to this new person. Whereas, what is actually making you bitter is what your parents did 20 years ago that you have not settled finally. It's what your friend did 20 years ago. It's how your friend defrauded you of a particular amount of money sometimes ago. You are now using that to interpret what the new person has done. So you need to understand that if you are going to undo odds, you need to analyze the situation and interpret it correctly. What the person did, interpret it correctly. Praise God. So there is so much to talk about in this issue of handling odds, but I believe all of us must take time to really learn this topic, because many Christians are in this without knowing that that is the reason why their prayers are not being answered. If you want to have good success in life, if you want to make good impact in life, you want to lead people, then you must learn how to forgive ahead. You won't even believe what many men of God are dealing with. I've heard a story, I don't know how true, of how a particular man of God whose wife was sick at a point in time, they said it was one of the domestic staff that poisoned the woman. Now you'll be wondering, why would anybody want to poison this dear woman of God? What is the reason behind it? If I mention this person, you're going to know this popular man, woman of God. But the question is, why would anybody want to poison her? I don't know. So, you cannot become bitter by reason of that. You can use that to react to every pastor under you, to every domestic staff. Do they still have domestic staff? Of course. So whoever is wrong, take the person away and deal with the people appropriately. I found out sometimes ago how men of God, so disappointing, men of God were stealing money in churches. I'm sure it's not new to many of us here. Almost all of us here are workers in church. You see how, I'm not talking about brothers, pastors are intentionally scheming and stealing, doing all manner of things. If you are a man of God over that house, if you are the pastor, the GO, overseer, the general superintendent over that ministry, don't you think you'll be tempted to be bitter and angry? That, like seriously, you are preaching the word of God. You people are supposed to be holy. You are now stealing. I'm not talking about ordinary people stealing. Pastors who are supposed to be holy. Now, but you see these men of God smiling, happy always. What did they learn? They learned how to overcome bitterness. There's a popular pastor, I'm going to mention his name because this is a popular situation. Pastor Jerry Eze, I'm sure many of us knew about this NNPD, this prayer platform where people pray in the morning that became popular during COVID. Now, I listened to the testimony of the wife. The wife grew up in a family where her own parents were always fighting, settling things in a fighting situation. Now, she didn't know that all these things stood in her head. She naturally started acting the same way to her husband. little situation, she will overreact. She will start misinterpreting things, talking disrespectfully to this same man of God. Her husband has been a pastor even before they married. He has always been a pastor. Not that they married and he now became a pastor. No, he had always been becoming a pastor. Popular people that everybody respects. But she was showing him disrespect publicly at home anyway. She will manipulate situations, get angry, do all manner of things. For several years, maybe almost 7 years in the marriage, this man of God was still coming out to preach. What I see in this situation is this. This man of God was being tested and proved whether he will be able to stay above offenses. And when he passed his test, guess what? The wife changed and became a better person. Now she's using her testimony to teach other people. What is this telling us? If you want to have good success in life, if you want to fulfill your ministry, if you want to fulfill your destiny, then you must learn how to forgive people. Like, if people offend you, you have reacted, you have said, I don't like what you did and all that, it should just end there forever. Never let it become something that you'll be bitter about and start reacting to that person because of that. No. It takes the grace of God. These things are easier said than done. Because some people are affected by this more than the others. But you and I must intentionally and prayerfully, if you have to fast, if you are here today and you know this is the major issue you face in life, if you have to fast, please fast. Pray and say, Father, deliver me from this spirit of bitterness, because you know all the dangers. And I pray that, because the word of God, when it comes out like this, it also comes with the spirit of God. I pray that you overcome this spirit today, you and I, in the name of Jesus. And I pray that as we begin to permit the Spirit of God to walk through us, may we overcome the spirit of bitterness in every area of life in the name of Jesus. And I pray that from today, we will receive grace to take intentional steps to forgive people and to set them free in our hearts. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We are welcome again today. Good to see you all. I believe it's all clear. And let's pray. Let's ask God for grace. Say, Father, give me the grace to stay pure, to purge myself of all this. The entrance scripture we read says, looking carefully. Father, grace for me to look carefully into my life so that I won't fall of the grace of God, so that the root of bitterness will not spring up in me. Lord, pour that grace upon me tonight. Pour that grace on me tonight. Lord, I don't want bitterness to have a place in my heart. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we have prayed. Father, in Jesus' name, release unto everyone tonight the grace to stay pure, the grace to forgive other people, to release them. Father, we know there's a grace for this, grace to do this, and to keep forgiving over and over again, as we know we'll be tempted and tested. Grace for us to always pass this test. Release it, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. As we step into this new week, I decree that this shall be your week of favor, your week of blessings. Anything that bitterness or anger or offense has taken away from you, may be released back in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Be blessed and have good success. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Bless and have a great week. Yes. Bye.
The good success.com.